On this morning's Press Pass, Daniela Porat of Investigative Post expands on her recent story examining the practices of two special operations inside the Buffalo Police Department. While the housing unit is focused on crime issues at public housing in Buffalo, the strike force is targeting high crime areas and is responsible for conducting the department's controversial checkpoints. Daniela Porat reviewed several cases involving the units, which for a variety of reasons did not result in convictions.
Judges raised questions about officer testimony. So in one case, officers described how they observed drugs on a defendant and how they pursued him in a way that the judge in his decision described as inventive. And he used the phrase makes no sense.
What are city officials, police officials saying about these cases?
Well, we tried to speak with the police. We asked Commissioner Daniel Durenda to speak with the individual officers involved in these cases. In the 10 cases I reviewed, I should note it was about a dozen officers who were routinely involved in these types of illegal searches. But that request was denied. I spoke with Lieutenant Jeffrey Rinaldo. He's a spokesperson for the Buffalo Police Department. He only would discuss generalities. He brought up a good point, though, and he said to me, it's no use arresting people if the arrests don't hold up in court.
There's obviously a lot that we could get into here, but I do want to make sure that we take a moment to get back to the traffic checkpoints,
yes,
which have been controversial, to say the least, brought up by lawmakers around the area. We've heard it from citizens at various public meetings. You say, once again, Strike Force unit is involved in these traffic checkpoints.
Yes, they're the ones that conduct them.
Maybe tell me more what you're finding out about the checkpoints.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation. Strike Force, at first, is supposed to go into high crime areas. That's their mission. We don't know where all of the checkpoints are in a given time.
That information is not available?
That has not been made public by the police department or the administration. But speaking with people, even from that recent letter filed with the New York State Attorney General, the consensus is that these checkpoints are predominantly in neighborhoods where people of color live. And so the basis of the outrage is that not only are these traffic checkpoints possibly violating people's Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable search and seizure, because what happens is that you drive into a checkpoint and then you could be subject to a search where the what's called the reasonable suspicion of criminal activity is murky. They're also only happening in particular neighborhoods, meaning that there is concern that this checkpoint practice might be discriminatory based on the location of these checkpoints.
And then what about public trust? We hear a lot of conversation about that. Frequently we'll hear the mayor or perhaps a high-level police official asking for the public to call in or text in an anonymous tip regarding criminal activity. These units, are they helping in that issue in terms of public trust? What do you see?
I think they're working against it. In fact, one lawyer I spoke with put it this way. He said the issue is not that you're preventing crime, but you're actually bullying a community. And that's the big issue, that if people see and know others who have been arrested or searched by strike force or housing in a way that did not respect their rights or did not even respect them as humans, then they're not going to trust the police. And criminologists will often say that you need the public to solve crime. While the mission of this unit is a laudable one in the sense that no one wants gangs, drugs, and guns on the street, you're not going to get anywhere if you, quote, bully the community. And so I think that's a huge problem.
Daniela Porat, we appreciate your time on Press Pass, and as always, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.